This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Week two of our budgeting series with Denise from Crown Financial Ministries. Good morning.
Good morning.
Building a simple family budget and tracking expenditure. It sounds like a fun family task. Really does.
Oh, look, just exciting. Really,
yeah, great. Share with us. We should do it, I'm sure.
Look, I imagine that perhaps a few of the listeners are feeling a little lost regarding this area, and I'd like to give you a story. An example.
Okay.
Recently, I arranged to meet a girlfriend at her
house.
Sorry,
could you start again and start it with once upon a time?
No.
Once upon a time.
Sorry, go for it.
Okay. I recently met a girlfriend, was arranged to meet a girlfriend at her house after work, and it seems straightforward, like heading north, then turn left off the highway, right at first light. Simple, really, a 2-minute journey. But what I did is I turned left at the lights instead of right. I mean, why do I do that? But made a few more wrong turns and headed up. You know, I was on the Gold Coast Highway heading in the opposite direction. I remember feeling exasperated and thinking, I do not want to be here. It is dark. It's peak hour traffic and I have no idea where I am. Well, did you know that the opposite of being lost isn't being found? It's knowing where you are and finding out how to get to where you need to be. So how was I going to get on lost? Well, first I had to admit I was lost, and secondly, I had to find out exactly where I was so I could be helped. So I phoned my friend, explained where I was. She gave me directions, and while I was still on speakerphone, I wasn't letting her go. And I eventually got to my destination, so was thank God for my lovely patient friend. So how does this relate to our finances? Well, I just want to, wonder if perhaps you might be feeling a bit lost, and these are some examples. So, do you spend more than you earn? You don't know whether you spend more than you earn. If paying your minimum on your credit card is a way of life. If you think paying your minimum on your credit card is good financial planning. You have no way of tracking your expenditure. You make decisions, financial decisions, that you hope the ATO never find out about.
Wow.
Or you're making financial decisions that you hope that your spouse or partner never finds out about. So, first is, where are you? So when I was in financial planning, one of the most difficult things to get clients to do, I'll call it the B word, which is called the budget. And a budget is like a mirror. It's reflective of how and where you spend your money. And it's interesting to note, did you know that the dictionary meaning of budget is from the noun to plan and the verb to calculate? Just a little side issue there. So start by writing down all your commitments, and this would include things like giving and rent or your mortgage, your loans, things that don't fluctuate much from month to month. Next, write down your discretionary expenses. That's like food and clothing and takeaways. And keep account of everything you spend. Now, I mean every dollar, because a coffee here, a takeaway there, and it soon adds up. And, at the end of the month, you just wonder where it's gone.
Mm.
So unless you write it down, you're not going to know. So then you put on your income that you've received and you add them both up. Now, if you have more income than expenses and have no savings, or if there is more expenses than income, at least you've found out where you are. So congratulations you for taking the first step towards being unlost, because you actually know where you are.
Can I jump in there for a second? Do you think people do not do the budget because they're too afraid that some of those secrets might come out? They're too afraid of what they might find. Once they put that mirror up to themselves, they might learn where their money's going, and maybe they kind of already know, so they're like, oh, I don't want to do a budget.
Wholeheartedly, yes.
Wow. Hmm.
In my experience in financial planning, for over, 9 years, is definitely that, because it is reflective. And it also is probably a mark, because it's a character as well, as well. But yes, definitely, that would be, there's no more definite than that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hard. Because it's going to require some discipline and perhaps unlearning.
Okay, so first step is to find out exactly where you're going, or so where you are.
No, you've got to find out where you are, yeah, because you want to be helped, so you need to find out where you are. Remember the story of me being lost? My girlfriend, she couldn't help me, I couldn't get to her house until she said, well, where are you? So I needed to find out where I was before I could actually get to where I wanted to be. So add them both up, and as I said, if you've got more income than expenses and have no savings, at least you've found out where you are. And to help you, some of the free tools that we have available on the website are the Money Map, the Budget Monitor, which is, you can actually have that either in Excel or a PDF format, and a Debt Eliminator with a repayment schedule. And that, you just list all your debts down in that. And look, it can be, you look at it and you think, wow, this is, I've got like four or five debts. And it may seem overwhelming, but believe me, by writing it down, that you will find that you will actually commit to those goals and you will